I'm here at the Secret Spices restaurant with our producer, Christy Ellis. So we thought we'd come out for a curry this afternoon, and we've come along to the Secret Spices in Margate, and we're here with Raj Kamali. Hi, Raj.
Hi, how are you?
I'm really well, thank you. Thanks for having us. And Raj has actually won a couple of awards recently. So we met Raj at the BCA event, the Bangladeshi Catering Association. Christy was actually judging the Curry of the Chef of the Year competition. And yeah, we met Raj, and we then went along to the BCA annual gala dinner where the awards were announced. And Raj actually won the winner of the Chef of the Year 2017, didn't you? Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
So what we're really interested in is, I mean, there are loads and loads of Indian restaurants all around the UK. It's a really popular cuisine, isn't it? What really makes you stand out? I mean, are you using quite a lot of innovation to make you different?
We are, absolutely. I mean, we're working very hard. I mean, I literally work 7 days a week. Where we are today, Secret Spices, it's a very famous restaurant. We are the most prestigious restaurant in Thanet. What we sell in this restaurant is very unique and very classy. We basically stand out from the crowd because our menu is very different. We do things like sea bass, salmon, scallops, calamari, lobster, venison, crab. It's very unique. It's not like a normal curry house where you would go in and, you know, find a masala korma jalfrezi. Yes, we do have that as a side on the classic page, but we also like to introduce new modern Indian, which draws more people in, because there's no point opening another Indian restaurant when you're going to sell exactly the same thing like your competitors. So you rather stand out. We stand out in terms of menu, interior decoration. The interior is, you know, it's very unique, it's very classy. It's the most prestigious restaurant, like I said. That's why there's a lot of people want to come in to sit inside rather than takeaways. We are very busy indoors. Friday, Saturday is totally heaving. We do two seatings, as my customers are aware, one at 6 o'clock and one at 8:30. This is why, you know, we are very successful in terms of finance, and you know, it's doing very well. We just stand out from the rest because of our, you know, spices as well. What we sell in terms of spices and herbs, it's very unique. We get it from London, obviously, our suppliers, and the spices we use is very, it's more fusion, it's more, you know, it gives a fragrance to the curry.
Yeah.
And this is why, you know, all the curries taste very different.
Well, we were just sitting here, actually, and we've got some papadums in front of us, and we've got the usual chutneys that you'd expect. So can you just talk me through these? Because there's one very different one, which I've already sneakily tried. So this yellow one, what's this one?
The yellow one is mint sauce.
Okay.
It's done with yogurt and milk. The second one is a mango chutney, which is done with whole mango, and it's obviously crushed with a bit of fenugreek and a bit of spice. The third one is onion salad, which nobody recognises. It's very hard to find out.
Can I just interrupt here? It's absolutely beautiful looking. It's like the colour of it. It's so bright.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to try a bit, actually.
Please.
While you're talking. So, how do you do this?
This is obviously chopped onions done with medium spice, which is a mixed powder with fenugreek leaves and sugar and a bit of tomato ketchup. Nice.
It's so much nicer than just having the normal onions.
Yes.
And it looks loads nicer
as
well.
It has become very, very popular. Mm. It's very popular. We get a lot of people just ordering takeaways just of that.
So, really?
Yes.
Oh, I think
really
I might
nice.
Take some home with me then.
Why not? Like I said before, you won't find that in Thanet. Nobody
no.
else would do it. This is why we are called Secret Spices, because the herbs we use and the spice you use, it's a secret itself. I mean, the name of the restaurant, Secret Spices, the name itself draws people in. People
yeah.
want to know what the secret is.
Exactly. And just before we go and start enjoying some lovely food, we've come in here, and I mean, you've been here for 2.5 years, is that right?
That's right, 2.5 years.
Yeah, and the decor is absolutely beautiful, isn't it? There's massive great big windows with, what would you describe, it's like a sort of waterfall type thing, isn't
yeah,
it?
That's right, these are bubble tanks, actually. We ordered three parts from Germany. They're obviously, you can't get them locally, so we ordered from Germany. It took 3 weeks to come. It took 2 days to fit it in. So things like this, again, is very unique. Nobody else has it in Thanet. These bubble tanks are very nice, actually. It's very hard to maintain, and it draws people in. Like I said, we've got a few windows. and outside and people could see it. And it's very colourful and very classy, so people like to come in and watch it, really.
Exactly. And it's I've never been into a restaurant, well, an Indian restaurant, where it's this sort of fresh and light, and it's such a it's a really nice atmosphere in here, isn't it?
Thank you. It is, actually, yes. So we do focus on, you know, really deeply in my cleaning. So we make sure everything's up to standards, maintaining everything. You know, before we go, we make sure everything's stocked up. And, yeah, we just look after the restaurant very well. I mean, we spend a lot of money on maintenance, like painting and et cetera. You know, whatever needs doing, we just do it.
Yeah, exactly. And also, so let's just move on to your awards that you've won. So if we look at the East Kent Curry Award 2017... So, I mean, how did you enter that, or was you sort of entered?
Actually, to be honest, I didn't know about it. I didn't enter it. They actually called me up. They said, you know, would you like to enter it? And actually, I wasn't ready to enter in it. But then she called me back the following week, you know, because I told her to call me back because I was very, very busy the week that she called me. And I said, okay, you know, let's try it out. Let's enter it. So obviously, she took my name on my details. She put me in the competition. There was about 38 restaurants in the competition. It's called the East Kent Curry Award, and we entered it. It was going for 12 weeks. So it was basically the more votes you have, the more chance of getting through and you win the competition. And, you know, my loyal customers basically voted for me, and we won. We came number one out of 38 restaurants. And this has really made a huge impact towards the business. It's coming up to Christmas. We're getting a lot of Christmas parties and, you know, staff do, and, you know, getting a lot of bookings throughout the Friday, Saturdays. You know, bookings have increased because of these two awards we won. And it's really made an impact. We felt it. I could actually feel it. You know, the business has really gone up a bit.
Yeah, no, it's I am a massive believer in awards. We actually have our Food Talk Awards. And it's really great to see such promising businesses enter, sure, yeah. And it just gets you out there and things. So, yeah, and I'd recommend people enter
also,
it.
You're also showing the customers, you know, you want an award, it's an achievement, yeah. You know, which people like to see. People just don't want to go into a curry house. People want to see what you've done for your business. What have you achieved? I mean, things like this and the Chef of the Year and also the Certificate of Excellence, which we got from TripAdvisor. You know, even though TripAdvisor's not been in the market for too long, it only came out in 2010. But that, again, the impact it makes on business, especially a small business like ours, you know, it makes a massive difference, a day and night's difference. Nowadays, people have smartphones. Before they go out, they would take on the smartphone, you know, which restaurant's the best on TripAdvisor.
Yeah, I always use TripAdvisor wherever I go. Like, if I go to, like, go on holiday, I'll always check through the restaurants to go to and things. So it's really good idea.
We are number one on TripAdvisor, in fact, and in Margate. So we are the number one eatery place, even though we've been here 2.5 years. It's just massively, you know, made a good impact.
And just before we go, so the BCA, so you entered that, didn't you? And that's where we met you at Ealing and Hammersmith College for the round of curries.
That's right, yes.
So, I mean, what do you think about the BCA? Has it sort of helped your business? And why is it important to have the association?
Oh, well, this BCA, the Chef of the Year 2017, when you've got something like this, a trophy and a certificate for the Chef of the Year, it makes a massive difference to the community, because in Fanny, nobody has won a Chef of the Year 2017 or whatsoever. So having the Chef of the Year, you're showing the customers that you're obviously doing something good. You're doing something good, that's why you deserve the award. And things like this, people would like to, you know, come more to the restaurant. It draws more people in because you've won an award, it's an achievement, and yeah, they feel, you know, proud to be in here.
Yeah. Well, many congratulations, and I think it's time to start enjoying some food now. So let's eat something.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Lucy, for coming down. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Thanks, Raj. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.